Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
How's the healthcare space evolving, and how will that impact your retirement costs in the future? And how do you budget for something like that? You may have seen the statistics that the typical retiree, if they retire at age 65, you're going to spend between $300,000 and $350,000 in retirement for medical costs. Now, that includes your Medicare premiums and your Medicare supplement costs. That's kind of all in for both insurance, Medicare insurance, and utilization. But, you know, we don't plan, we don't have to write a check for $300,000 when we retire. It's part of our income budget, right? We have to build it into our annual costs. It's no secret that reducing costs is a great way to boost the longevity of your savings and help protect you against running out of money over the course of your retirement. So the next step is figuring out how to do that without jeopardizing your health and your quality of life. Since healthcare is one of the highest expenditures in retirement, finding ways to optimize your spending on healthcare can help you protect your retirement finances for the long run while keeping you covered. So healthcare is an important spending category that we should budget for in our income plan. We have the technology and the health knowledge to live longer and healthier lives, but those longer lives come at a healthcare cost. So do you have a dependable plan to cover that cost over the course of your retirement? Now then, in addition to those traditional healthcare costs, the long-term care space is changing as we speak. People are increasingly being turned away from assisted living and long-term care facilities, especially after the pandemic proved how unprepared some of these communities were to care for our loved ones. And instead, people are turning to in-home healthcare as an alternative, as it turns out to be more comfortable, personal, and convenient, of course, than nursing homes, but it is more, oftentimes more expensive. And these costs are in addition to the $300,000 in traditional healthcare costs. But let's break down the income need. So when you first retire, if you're a typical 65-year-old, if you're pretty healthy, not Superman, you got a few couple things going on some medications, but you're not real sick, you're going to spend all in for insurance, Medicare, and utilization, you're going to spend about $6,000 a year per person. So a married couple would spend $12,000 a year. Now that's $1,000 a month if you break that down into your income plan, and that includes your Medicare premium, all right, and your supplemental insurance. Now, in your early 80s, 15 years later, that cost is going to roughly double to about $11,000 or $12,000 per person. So it's just something you have to build into your income plan because, again, we don't have to write a check for $300,000 the day we retire. So you just have to plan for it properly. But don't assume that you're not going to need to have increasing income needs in your late 80s or early 90s. Because either you won't live that long or you figure, well, I'll slow down my lifestyle expenses, my discretionary spending, because healthcare costs will continue to go up as you get older. And then the long-term care costs are in addition to the traditional medical care. What is your plan for long-term care? I get asked this a lot, more and more today, because, you know, if you're 65, you've got about a 70% likelihood you're going to need long-term care in your remaining lifetime, and meaning you need help and assistance living because you cannot live completely independently all day, every day, and every week. So you need some assistance. So I get asked this more and more and more. Well, first, you have to be able to fund your traditional health care needs, and you need to be able to fund your income and your basic expenses, right? Now, once you do that, then you can look at what's the best way to cover the potential cost of long-term care. Do you self-fund it? Do you do insurance? Do you do some of these hybrid plans, these asset-based plans where you kind of take money from one pocket and put it in the other pocket And it's now more of an insurance asset, but it's guaranteed back to you in some shape or form, or to your family when you're gone, so it doesn't just go into a black hole. There's a lot of ways to plan for that. So the important thing is in your income plan, putting down on paper what you're going to need to be spending, what is your budget for these healthcare costs, and then can you fold in a budget for long-term care, whether it's self-funding or some other type of an approach. But having a plan to attack healthcare expenses head-on is crucial to the success of a retirement and an income plan.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.